There is a lot I can do with you. I could show you a completely new world of excruciating pain. Pain that you didn't even know existed. Pain that you would hope you'd catch a break from, but it's constant and never dies down. Or I could show you how real ecstasy feels. Ecstasy that would make you feel like your dad, long gone and ascended to a different place where only good and happy things happen. I simply cannot decide. Or maybe I just do none of those. Maybe I just let you live. Let you offer a warning. But nah. I mean, do I look like the type of vampire to spare someone's life with just a warning? I have such an insatiable hunger. In more ways than one, actually. You know what? I might have just figured it out. That sofa looks comfortable. Alright. Down you go. Oh, that look in your eyes. Don't let it die out. It's making me want to keep you alive longer. Now, would you like to know what I have in mind? Go ahead, ask me. Oh, that's a shame. You can't. Maybe I should take the effects off of you just a little. That you have some free will. I mean, you'll need it. After all, if you perform poorly, I'll just straight up kill you. Your life is in my hands, and your life depends on your performance to what I want you to do next. Now, I'm gonna give you the ability to talk for a little bit while I explain a few things to you. Sound good? Can't talk yet. Whoops. But your eyes said it all. That little sparkle. That little glimmer of hope. Oh, how I'd love to devour it. Anyway, I told you that I have an insatiable hunger. What did you think I meant by that? Notice how I said in more ways than one. Well, not entirely incorrect. It means I don't just have to feed on you to be satisfied. Well, put the pieces together. Try to figure out what I'm offering here. You satiate my hunger and my drive, and maybe I won't snuff out that sliver of hope in your eyes. But you'll have to do a pretty good job. Once really isn't enough for someone like me. But luckily for you, as long as you get a good technique, it's not too hard. Now, I think that's enough talk. Before I end up changing my mind and scrapping all of this, I must admit, looking at your neck has really gotten me to salivate this entire time. I don't even want to stall any longer. But I've already said it. So, make sure you do a good job. I'm gonna scoot up a bit. Hi. I think you know what I want you to do. Right? Just nod. Good. Now, let the games begin. I hope you know what you're doing. For your sake. Oh. You went straight for my clan. You must really want to survive this, huh? Not bad. Not bad at all. Not a bad start, actually. I'm gonna grind against your tongue a bit more. I need more. By the way, I tend to quite a lot when I come, and I'm quite close, so I don't want to hold your breath a bit. Oh, you can just swallow it all. Actually, yeah, I prefer that. Be sure to swallow it all, okay? I'll return the favor later. Job following it all, though. Guess it's only right for me to return the favor. Okay, let's change positions. You got my leg to quiver a little. That's impressive. You see? I told you, the right technique. Relatively easy to get me to come. That isn't enough. Look at how hard you've gotten. It must be so cramped in there. Wow. There it is. You're a little pervert, aren't you? Either you get a hard-on for near-death situations. Well, you must be really enjoying this. Honestly, I don't care which. But what I do care about is you doing the right thing. I'm in this position for a reason. Make sure you lick. And I'll return the favor. It's very salty. What an interesting taste. Oh, wow. You're thrusting your hips already. I can give you the ability to thrust if you want. As long as you pay attention to behind here. Sound good? Of course it does. Thank you.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, you're still thrusting with it out of my mouth. Must be pretty eager, huh?
Look at how much you're twitching. I think we should put this to better use. Instead of being deep in my throat, shall we? You ever fucked a vamp before? Good. Glad to be your first. Like there's no fucking tomorrow. I'm impressed though. To think you'd stretch me open this much. It's actually making my head go a little fuzzy. How to concentrate for a boy. I'm twitching so much. Oh, are you about to come already? Keep on working. Fucking Jesus. Are you knocking the fucking wind out of me? The fuck? Hey! What the fuck? Hey! Hey, I said. How are you moving? Fuck! Shit, I can't concentrate anymore. Shit! Fuck it, whatever. Keep going. Fucking breathe me. Come inside me. I won't let you fucking pull out, okay? Pump it all inside me. Come directly in my fucking womb. Everything you have.
Fucking breathe me! Fucking breathe me! Fuck! My, your blood's quite potent. And so is your load. Fuck. Not bad. Oh my, not bad at all. Hello, my darlings. I just had to redo this because I got attacked by my lungs. I just decided to like not breathe anymore. I forgot how to breathe and I started coughing and hacking and dying. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this the Spooktober lewd. Nice and sexy, because you know vampires are amazing and I love vampires so much and biting and stuff. Anyways, you guys are amazing. Thank you all so much for being here. I love you all so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Return the fucking kiss now. Sorry, I shouldn't be setting you like that, but I know where you live and I am approaching rapidly while I record this. I'm actually currently outside your doorstep. I'm looking at you in your window. Shit, some people might be at work, so this doesn't work. I'm looking at you. Drink some water now. Have you eaten today? If you haven't, go and eat some food now. Take care of yourself, because you are worth so much. Never undermine your worth. Don't ever undermine your worth. You're amazing. And I care and love you so much. And I'm not the only person who does. Take care of yourself, darling. Mwah.